if folk means, you know, for the people, or music of the people and for the people, then I'm fine with being folk.
His main medium is acoustic guitar, but Langhorne Slim is a plugged-in performer, making folk rock and country a little punk, all with a raw-edged soul that keeps simple songs far from plain. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Rita Houston here. All I wanted was a good song and a fair friend. That's what Langhorne Slim's looking for in his song Colette, and in life, he seems to have found it. On the song side, the Pennsylvania natives released a self-titled sophomore album that ended up on Pace Magazine's list of faves from 2008. And some of the fair friends helping him make it are the guys in his band, the War Eagles. Comparisons to Jack White, Beck, the Avid Brothers, and even Doc Watson have followed, but FUV's Claudia Marshall focused on the story behind Langhorne Slim's own name and sound.
So, you can call me Claudia.
Okay.
What do I call you?
You can call me Langhorne.
Right.
You can call me Sean.
Can I call you Mr. Slim?
You can call me Mr. Slim.
Now, I saw some music writer referred to you as Slim in the second reference, which seemed to me like either unfriendly or extra friendly. I couldn't really tell.
Let's hope he was being extra friendly.
All right, so you're from Langhorne.
I am, yeah.
Pennsylvania. Turn around. Let me see if you're slim. Yeah, he's pretty slim. Okay, you can stay.
Okay. It wasn't really
a... He actually turned around in a circle, folks, so I could get a good look at him. I just...
For you?
Yeah, for me.
That's the sort of thing I'll do. It wasn't so much a body reference as more of a... Sort of a blues singer kind of a thing,
right.
Which was kind of music at the time that I picked the name that I was listening to a lot.
Right.
You know, for me, when I picked the name, I didn't have a band. When I was little, I used to sit in class and draw, you know, monsters playing guitars and try to think of cool band names and stuff. So I didn't have the guys at the time. So I gave myself a name as you would give a band a name. Who put that record on? Who's in there singing along? Maybe it's the cold that's getting to me. It's dark in my heart, it's too dark to see. Time will tell. What will be, it's just another lonely Sunday by the sea.
What kind of stuff were you listening to coming up in Pennsylvania that sort of led you in this direction?
A lot of different stuff. My grandparents liked jazz, and actually a lot of sort of Broadway and theater stuff was played. My mother loves Barbra Streisand. My father, who I would see on Sundays, is a big classic rock and roll fan. So it was sort of a mixture of a lot of different things at the time. And then when I sort of got old enough to seek out, you know, my own sort of music, I got into punk rock music and early sort of art. You know, Otis Redding's probably my favorite singer.
Really?
And, yeah.
Have you ever seen any recordings of him live? I mean, videos of him live.
Not enough. I've seen him at, like, Monterey and stuff. Man is amazing. Yeah.
Unbelievable energy on stage.
Yes.
And I have not seen you perform live outside of today, but I hear great things about your live show.
It is so great. It's really amazing what we do.
Rebel Side of Heaven, new music from Langhorne Slim and the War Eagles. The complete conversation and performance is one of many in our archives at WFUV.org.